Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I am your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Janet Entine.
Good morning, John.
And wasn't that tremendous with Peter?
It was wonderful.
He really, he's a great guy, and he's doing a terrific job.
I agree.
But he's being honest. They all work together.
That's right.
You know, no one stands alone in this town, it seems.
Right.
Everybody has to function together. And now we have Therese April.
Aprile.
Aprile.
Yes.
Brzezinski.
Yes, you got it.
But we're going to go from here on out with Therese.
Yes. Let's stick with that.
And Therese is the Director of Planning and Public Policy for the Long Island Center for Independent Living. And it's a wonderful organization. It's important. And you are here today to explain everything about it for us.
Sure.
Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for inviting us.
No, it's a pleasure.
Project Independence, and to you, John, for hosting us this morning. Great to be here. Yeah, I'm so happy to join all of you to talk a little bit about the Long Island Center for Independent Living. We are located in Levittown, and we are a general advocacy organization for people with disabilities. We're a non-residential, despite the name. When folks hear independent living, sort of the automatic assumption is that we do provide housing. That we do not do. We get involved in housing issues on another level, which I can talk a little bit about. But we are a general advocacy organization. We serve people with disabilities across what I would call all disability experiences.
Okay.
And so that basically means that if you're a person with a disability, including a senior who may be a person with a disability, you certainly should come and talk to us, give us a call about questions or concerns that you may have in your day-to-day.
I'm going to jump in with asking you to give a phone number out.
Sure. We're at 516-796-0144.
Okay. That's 516-796-0144.
Okay, and just to clarify, sure. If you have some kind of a disability and you have a question about how to proceed with anything, you are the agency to go to.
Absolutely, yeah. We really are the go-to organization when it comes to disability issues. And one thing that I think I'd like to highlight today, and I think it's fitting because some of you may be aware that we're coming up on the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and that happens on July 26th. And so really this entire year of 2015 has become a celebration of ADA 25. And there's really an important intersection that I think Project Independence folks really need to recognize, and that is that aging advocacy and disabilities advocacy line up precisely and exactly. There are, you know, so many issues that are similarly important to people with disabilities as for those who are aging. So there's a variety of services that are provided.
Okay.
In our, and I have my little cheat sheet here.
That's fine. Yeah.
Just so that I make sure and give you everything that we have to offer. And I'd start with really benefits advisement. And I think for the listeners, usually that's going to come in the form of advice and guidance about Social Security and Medicare.
Okay.
That's much needed.
Yes. And in the changing landscape, certainly, of healthcare delivery right now, with a lot more movement into managed care, mm-hmm. particularly for long-term care and planning, guidance is needed. So we do have folks on staff who are well-versed.
I'm just going to ask you a question, Therese.
Sure.
For the advisement on benefits, et cetera, mm-hmm. does a person have to come to you, or do you have people that can go to the house, or the whole thing is over the phone?
Well, we can do as much as possible over the telephone. Very much of the guidance and advice that's provided is given over the telephone. We certainly welcome visitors.
Everybody's, oh, good. Okay.
Welcome to stop in, make an appointment. And if need be, we can also try to set something up to come to the home if that's something that's real necessary.
Because most of the time people are good on the phone, but this there are times when it's not coming across, I'm getting confused, especially for a senior or somebody with a disability, that it's like, I told you three times, but that means nothing because it's not sinking in.
Absolutely. Right.
That I'd rather see it on a piece of paper or come to you. Okay, that's good.
There's tremendous.
Is there a fee involved?
There is no fee. As far as our services are concerned, there are no fees. The only fee would be attached to our transportation service.
Okay. That's wonderful.
And I definitely would like to give a plug for our transportation service. I think it's really something that would be appropriate for folks using Project Independence. People with disabilities and seniors are eligible to utilize that program. It's a limited transportation program. We provide accessible transportation to Nassau County residents. It is limited to Nassau County.
Okay.
In order to be eligible for that, you need to do a membership with us. That's a $5 membership. And then you have just the cost of a ride. Each ride is $250. So you're talking about a $5 round trip. And this is not restricted in any way, let me emphasize, to healthcare appointments. This is to get you out into the community, out and about, socializing, shopping, get your needs taken care of, do what you need to do.
Okay.
Terrific.
So that's a very popular program. And so if you are interested in that, give us a call.
Okay. Now, my question, you said senior, so that's fine.
Yes.
So that's 60 and over or 65.
Yes.
But a person with a disability,
mm-hmm.
what's the definition of that? I mean, some is obviously it's very clear to see a person has a disability, but isn't there a fine line where a person is disabled but doesn't appear to be? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes. I mean, there, as far as the definition of disability,
right.
pretty much the most direct way to explain that is that if you are someone whose some element of your major life activities is impacted, and that means everything from breathing to talking to
Thank
speaking
you.
To hearing
okay.
to
right.
seeing,
okay.
Again, to ambulating, to understanding. All of these things are essential to living life, and if there is some impairment in any area thereof, it's pretty much considered a disability. And we know that one in three seniors are actually folks who are impacted by some kind of a disability.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that I, you know,
good
I was
question.
Looking for a
no,
simple black
question.
And white, yeah, A, B,
right.
C, and check the columns.
Right.
That's a great answer. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's see what else. So, yes, definitely take advantage of our transportation program. Again, it's a very popular program. So once you do sign up, you do need to schedule your appointments in advance. And certainly our transportation coordinator would be happy to discuss that with you. Another major aspect of what we do at Independent Living revolves around our consumer-directed personal assistance service. That's really important and well aligned with certainly our overall mission at Independent Living, and it's certainly the mission of Project Independence, and that is that the action is in the community.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the action is. Life is in the community. Life is in our homes, and that's where people want to be. That's what Project Independence
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Comes out of, that we want to be at home and involved in our communities. And so the consumer-directed personal assistance service is a consumer-driven program that allows people, it's really an option other than what we know of as the traditional home care
mm-hmm.
model, where somebody else decides for you who's going to come into your home and work with you to handle everyday needs. In the CDPAS program, it's a little bit different. The individual and their family have full control over who comes into their home to work with them. And they actually do the canvassing for folks. They do the hiring, and they manage the folks.
Wow.
The way that Long Island Center gets involved is as what we call a financial or a fiscal intermediary.
Okay.
And our role there is simply to make sure that the folks who work as the personal care aides get paid and get benefits.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And other than that, as far as the working together relationship, between a personal care aide and the consumer, person with a disability. Many of our consumers on that program are elders. And all of that relationship and management is done inside the home by the person receiving the service and or their family.
That's tremendous. It really...
So it's a really unique program that has really grown excessively over the last several years, really over the last, I'd say, decade. And we're seeing a lot more attention to this whole idea of independence and autonomy and being able to hang on to that in life for as long as we can. And certainly being able to control your own home care situation is essential for that. So you can also get information about the CDPAS program by calling our main number.
And that main number is 516-796-0144. I mean, Therese is giving us a wealth of information here this morning. And again, people are driving in a car or wherever you're listening to. And if you don't remember that number, it's 311.
There you go.
Honestly, at the end of the day, all you got to do is remember 311. Yes. And you refer to this situation here, this situation.
And I have to tell you that we, if you don't mind, John, we are thrilled to be and working with Project Independence directly in some more recent times. And I have to give a shout out to Christina Liu.
Who's Christina?
She's been wonderful.
Oh, star of the Christina Liu show.
And just to give you just one simple example, you know, again, we're all about community and ensuring that people with disabilities and seniors can fully access the community in every possible way. And one of those ways is in communication. And we had an issue where Project Independence has a super website, and we wanted to be referring consumers to that website. And we found that there was an element there that was inaccessible to folks who are blind and use screen readers. So we were able to reach out to Project Independence, and we found Christina, and she worked with Kelly on our staff to make sure that that issue was resolved. And so now the information that before was inaccessible to people with visual disabilities is now accessible to them. So that's just one small example of how two community-based organizations, a government-based community organization and then a private not-for-profit can work together for great results.
But the other important fact is you have to have people like Christina Liu on staff. Otherwise, those things don't happen. Right now, we're going to have to take a break, though. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP, WCWP, we'll be right back.